This is Suma.
Giving you Shaded and Faded, the fucking podcast.
Presented by us, Noir Wanderlust.
Hey, y'all.
You say the same every
week. Every week. Hey, guys. What up, though? I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to say. We are back. Welcome to another episode of Shaded and Faded. Thank you guys for listening today. It is really cold. Fall has kicked in. Mm-hmm. It ain't like cold, but fall has definitely kicked in.
To me, it is.
Yeah,
cold.
She's freezing. It's a little nippy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
A little brisk out there.
So let me, I was trying to get some Hennessy, but we are not by any, the studio isn't by any liquor stores, and I had to settle for a beer.
Sometimes they be, they don't have like Circle K's out here though. Like,
no. Where do they even have gas stations?
I've seen hella gas stations.
Yeah, they, I mean, a lot of people drive. You need gas. You need your gas now. Come on. No, I really wanted some Hennessy. I feel like we haven't had Hennessy during a recording in so long.
Yeah, but
we will soon come.
I mean, for a solid week, that the first week we were here, I feel like we had Hennessy like every day.
We did, just not recording.
Right.
You know, we'll get back on that. But anyway, it is been a great week. How's your week been?
It's, yeah.
We are finally there. Like, we're about to move into our place tomorrow, y'all.
So excited.
Like,
Start my new job.
By the time you guys hear this.
We've been moved.
Yeah.
And I would start my job.
Yep. New beginnings. New month, new beginnings, yeah. New blessings, new opportunities, new everything.
October is gonna
I love new months. I love new years because you get like a new slate just to make shit happen. Like,
yeah.
I definitely. Love it. Like, even though the years go by really fast, I'm always like, bet, okay, what are we about to do next year?
Yeah, these are my goals for this year. I think that's really great too. I really like, you know, prosperity and shit. I'm just trying to prosper.
I'm just trying to be me. Ain't that what EVE said,
doing what I got.
Yeah.
No, that was Brandy.
No, not that.
EVE.
I'm just trying to be. Or was it? I'm doing Missy's voice. It was a Missy song. Somewhere where she said that. Don't know which song it was. Because Missy. Speaking of Missy, the hip hop honors. Did we talk about the last week?
Oh, no. We never mentioned it.
Well, even though it's old, I'm going to mention it now. Missy Elliott is
iconic. A mogul. Forever.
She's literally an innovator. Like,
no, she really is.
Like,
she's honestly a musical genius. She's
she
up there.
I literally hold Missy at like such a high, like high level. Like she really is up there to me. Like, I
absolutely
look up to her as a woman, like as a black woman, dominating hip hop.
No, seriously. She's ghostwritten for so many people. She's like
she
started
can sing
careers,
and rap. She can produce. Write. She can produce. She can dance. She creates. She's
her
art.
Artistry,
like she's like walking art.
She really is. Her artistry alone is like, how you think of this shit? Like,
no, for,
why
no,
would you
seriously
think of it? Like, how? What the fuck?
Where did some? A lot of people that are like really creative. Like, I'll be on Instagram looking at creative shit. Like, people who, yo, where did y'all even like, think?
How?
I'm trying to like. I'm over here thinking, well, damn, I'm not as creative as I fucking thought.
You got to expand your mind.
You really do. And that's one of the reasons why we came here, because this is definitely
you gotta
an inspiring
push your
ass
artistic
place.
Limits.
You do.
To the maximum.
I just
thought of some weird shit.
What?
But creative. Like, some sort of, like, live. What are you doing? That? Some sort of live, like, art show. Where, like, I want to have, like, moving pieces. Like, everybody that I know, I'm just going to have you do some weird shit.
Like interpretive, like, movement?
Yeah.
Or, like...
Like, no. Like, oh. I want... You know how, like, you see, like, this is going to be weird, but I want to have, like, a bunch of TVs, like, old-ass TVs, new TVs, and show, like, maggots eating this fox. You throw spaghetti at this wall right now, like...
Know exactly what you mean.
Push it
before
to the limit.
Before we moved here, me and Alex went to the Modern Museum in Scottsdale, and they had a room like that with like TVs and shit, like crazy shit playing, like super artsy. It was like the artsiest place ever for like modern art. It was shit that like they had a cone there, like a hazardous construction cone, but it was art. Me and Alex was like about to touch the shit, about to trip over. He's like, no, this is artwork. You will pay for that. And we looked, it was fucking blown glass. He was like, oh shit.
Are you serious?
Art is crazy.
Yeah, I want to do like a exhibit.
Thank
I want to have an exhibit.
Thank you.
I want to have an exhibit where I just make distorted pictures of Donald Trump in the shape of a penis.
Penis, a vagina, since he likes to grab
like a corroded vagina.
Well, he likes to grab vaginas.
He does.
So
he said
make
that.
You
one. Yeah. Yeah, your perfect place to be, weirdo bitch. Sick son of a bitch.
Speaking of fucking Trump, I feel like, again, every week, it's because it's all like, it's like keeping like, up with the shit that's happening is a chore.
Honestly.
So basically, what happened with Puerto Rico? He said, basically, do it yourself or stop complaining.
He was like, they want us to do it for them. Like a series of tweets. First of all, this
Why,
bitch
tweets
was
a
like,
lot. He tweets a lot.
At random times. Like,
where's Twitter jail when you need it?
Oh, I think they got rid of it.
They did. Because
he should be in Twitter jail. And honestly, the terms and conditions of Twitter, you should be kicked off here, bruh. Like,
he should have been kicked off a long time ago.
You don't need to be tweeting. You're like a 79-year-old man.
You have a country to run. Go you got people to take care
real.
Of. And you over here tweeting. He told Puerto Rico, I feel so bad for Puerto Rico right now. I really fucking do. Like, because they are literally a part of the U.S., but they're not getting no help. Like,
the
people
Virgin
are treating,
Islands either.
Yeah, like, they're treating them like literal, like, third war,
like,
world countries. Like, we don't know them. Like
we have
she doesn't
to,
even go here. Like, they do go
they
here.
They do go here. They're just in building three. You in building two
exactly.
for your classes. They've been going here. And, like, this woman was, like, responding to Donald Trump, and she was like, we have to take care of Americans first. First of all, you dumb bitch. That's why America has
Wait
the lowest fucking, like, education
is the worst.
Is
here.
The worst
I
in America.
I already know. And we get terrible lunch.
And Michelle Obama tried to help these
she
kids.
She did. They got rid of everything that the Obamas tried to, you know, instill and
right.
give to us. They stripping it away
they
by
really
one.
They really are.
Fucking, one by one.
It's just like between Betsy DeVos and then that fucking man. That little elf man. I don't. The attorney general. What's his name? Jeff Sessions. Like, this is just going to be. I basically feel like they're just trying to make this country. I mean, what it already was. But, like, specifically for white men. Right.
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 Right. Uh-huh. That cough man. I agree. And this is also some strong ass weed. Let me take a little sip of my sweet tea. Shouts out to McDonald's. It's the only thing I get from y'all niggas.
Oh, my God. There's only, like, one McDonald's in, like, Brooklyn.
It has to be only, like, two or three, I swear.
Goes there.
I feel like, I always feel like, you know what? I'm going to catch this. It's early. I'm going to catch it. Ain't nobody.
No.
Nigga, please. Niggas is up at the crack of, before dawn.
They never sleep.
They don't even go to sleep. You be thinking, I'm going to be the first. No,
no hell no.
Oh, this trailer should be empty. A little empty.
No.
Hell no. But, yeah, so Puerto Rico's the mayor, or is she the mayor?
She's the governor.
She's the governor. She's literally begging. The mayor.
She's the
mayor.
Oh, she's
yeah,
the mayor,
she's
San
the mayor.
Juan. She's the mayor of San Juan.
Literally begging.
Her shirt said,
people
help
are,
us, we're
yeah,
dying.
We're dying. Like, we're literally dying. Like, people who are on life support are dying.
People
cancer
can't,
patients can't get
babies,
their medicine. Babies.
People are going
people
to labor.
There's no food.
There's no water.
There's no. There's nothing. They have nothing.
Like,
and I don't understand why it's not an urgency. Like, if this would have been fucking Montana,
you
or
they
would have
been there. They would have been there at 10 points.
Barely. If this would have been anywhere over here, would have been way more of a
Hell
big
yeah.
deal. That was all over the papers and the news. Actually, why was Hurricane,
Harvey.
A bigger deal than
Maria.
Or is it? No, Irma.
Irma.
Irma was after
Maria
Harvey.
Just
Maria's
hit.
The one that's right now.
Yeah.
I just hit Puerto Rico.
Irma, too, because he doesn't give a fuck about, first of all, he barely found out what an island was, like, 3 days ago. And
what do you say? It's on a lot of ocean. A very,
he was like,
very
it's
big
a big ocean.
Ocean.
Like
a very big ocean.
Yes, bitch. That's generally how oceans work. Like, they're vast.
It's an island. I think we're aware of that.
I think everyone is except for him. He's like, I thought Puerto Rico was Mexico. He probably thinks Mexico and Puerto Rico are the same place.
Because they both speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
No, he absolutely thinks that. He's a fucking bumbling idiot.
It's sad that the other presidents have to step in. I mean, that's mm-hmm. also like, you know, it's commendable, but
right.
it's also like
it's not
the
your job.
Active president's I mean, not even doing anything.
Right.
You got celebrities doing shit.
Jay-Z just sent
sent 20,000
yeah.
pounds of shit. Fat Joe got all the Puerto Ricans
yeah.
out. Fat
Hell
Joe,
yeah.
J-Lo.
Pitbull.
Pitbull just sent a plane over. He's
yeah.
Colombian. He just sent
oh,
something
yeah,
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Who else is it? Of course, Cardi B, even she's doing something. Like, how are people...
You see these people dying.
People are... Other people have to get involved because they own president. The president's not doing even shit.
Like, are you fucking serious?
It makes me sad. And I think a lot of people and a lot of Americans, it'll be out of sight, out of mind. Like, oh, right. Because it doesn't affect them. But a lot of people that, especially in New York, have a lot of family. There's people at my job who have people in Puerto Rico.
Like their grandmothers, their aunts, like, uncles, cousins.
It's like a big deal. Like those are real people, ass people.
Parents be like, these are humans and you're seeing humans dying. This is what you're seeing. It's just like Katrina. You're seeing these people fucking die and you're not doing anything about it. And this is, you're trying to, or you're supposed to be like the commander in chief of the free world, which I don't even know what that fucking means.
Of the free world. What is what's free?
How many worlds do we have?
Like, no, for real, it's like a fantasy game. Like, PlayStation 3.
Of the free world.
The United States of America.
The free world. I feel like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, like, where is it free? Because everything costs.
Everything. This is capitalism, baby.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
So he's supposed to be the fucking leader of the free world, and he can't even fucking spell. This man can't even read. And y'all done voted this whole ass nigga in. I just really wish he would take some Cialis, go and eat an apple.
Then for him to blame them.
You really blaming these people victims, on a natural disaster.
And you over here calling white supremacists good people.
There's good people on both sides. Bitch, are you fucking dumb? Like,
where is their good side?
You bum.
Let me know. I'm missing it.
Honestly. Like, honestly.
How is a white supremacist, how are they good people? How are racist people good people?
How? And why?
It's an oxymoron. It doesn't even fucking make sense. Like, that is it.
That's like telling someone, oh, that's a running walker. What the fuck does that
mean? That doesn't make sense. Like,
and honestly, this whole thing where people are like, you need to have dialogue and maybe, like, I don't need to say shit. If you say something to me that is off your rocker, like wild racist, I'm going to slap you in your shit.
You know what? I've came to this decision as a 27-year-old grown-ass black woman in America, an African-American. I'm not explaining this shit to them no more.
No.
I'm not explaining why they can't say nigga. I'm not explaining why that was offensive or why they shouldn't agree with something that's wild racist and it's obvious, because they should fucking know.
Right. It's like sometimes you have to talk to them like children.
Why?
Like,
and it frustrates me because I feel like I got to really stoop down and talk to you on some like, this is why you can't say
nigga. Right.
You don't understand the effect of the word. Like, why do I got to? I'm not doing it no more. Especially to like this. Grown ass white people. Like,
seriously, y'all be like 45.
You know it's racist. You know that's prejudice. You know that's rude as fuck to say. You know that's offensive.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck either
way.
You're
not about to raise my blood pressure no more. Mm-mm. No more.
Mm-mm. They really aren't. Like, every day, I'm y'all doing just the next.
Be ignorant, but you ain't about to do it with me.
Or around me.
Because my mom taught me growing up. She said all my life, I'm going to check a white person whenever I need to. Whenever they need to be checked, I'm going to let them know.
Yeah.
And that's just how I am. Because ain't nothing going to slide. Because obviously someone didn't tell you.
Right. So now I'm going to have to be the one.
To let you know.
Don't ever let that shit happen the fuck again. Okay? Because
and
if
this
you
is why
do,
you shouldn't.
There will be consequences and repercussions. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you don't like the outcome. You shouldn't have said what you said. And maybe you wouldn't have a broken ass nose right now.
I said what I said.
Why? You're just as bad as them if you're going to punch them in the face. You know what? You're going to get punched in the face next. I think people who, like, I feel like some people think we live in this, like, world where, like, if you just talk to people, maybe their minds will be
like
changed.
Like Katy Perry, I needed someone to talk to me and tell me why that was wrong. And they came with love and compassion. No. Bitch, fuck you. Bitch, girl, if you ever say that shit again, I'm going to knock
slap
your
the shit
your head.
Out of you. Dumbass.
You don't know. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why you almost got slapped. Don't let it happen again.
I'm going
to
tell you.
And that's it. Like, it's not. I'm not going to come at you like, we need to sit down.
Listen, so, can we talk? No.
Slavery did happen. Right? We can agree on that. Like, I'm not doing that shit, bitch. Like, you gotta be fucked up.
We can agree on that.
We can agree on that, right?
No, seriously, they want you to be like.
They don't even want to believe in racism. Like,
they don't.
I just
like,
don't.
That was 150 years ago.
I don't see color, you know? I just don't.
We're all one race. We're all humans.
You got me fucked
honestly,
up.
Honestly, if Thanks. You if you really thought that we were all humans, you don't need to let other people's words offend you. Like, bitch, what? This person just called me really a black ass nigger. And I'm supposed to be like, they're just words. Words mean things, bitch.
I seen this meme, this picture, and it was like, white person or black person kneels on the anthem, and the white person was like, that's racist or some shit like that. And the black person goes, no, it's not right. And before it cuts off, he's like, nigger. And he's like, throws a rock. That's what that Patrick thing, that Patrick picture on Spot, he throws a rock. And I was like, nigger, that shit had me dead. Because they do that. They don't even want to let you, like, explain.
Like, okay, you'll try to explain. And they're like, well, what about the 500,000 deaths in Chicago right now?
Chicago. If I hear that. None of y'all have been to Chicago.
Niggas
have not been to the hood of Chicago to even to know what it's like.
And
so
y'all
that's
watch
like,
Viceland
bring that shit
all
up?
The time. They watch Viceland all the time. You could at least watch the Chicago documentary.
I feel like they watch Lock Up and like
that's what they
fucking
think.
Documentaries
like,
and
oh
think
my
that's
God.
What it is.
Black people, they don't have fathers. Their moms just like
they're crackheads. Test tube babies.
Right. And they're like the number one murderer of black people. People is abortion. Like,
do you know about black? What about black on black crime, man? You guys don't say nothing about fat. And then I hate the black people that's like,
right? No, I mean,
we gotta take care of. You know what I mean? It's black on black crime. Like, nah,
it's just
nigga.
Crime,
like,
you stupid
it's
bitch.
Just, it's proximity, and I don't want to keep explaining that at all.
At all,
either.
Every and I hate to say this because murder is bad. Don't fucking kill people.
Just don't.
But every race, you're gonna fucking kill your race higher than any other race.
Yeah.
Like, that's just who you live around.
Yeah.
Unless you live in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then.
I don't know what's going on. It do be some random, like, well, damn, where the fuck did that happen there? I used to be, like, on the west side.
I do. I'm like, where the fuck? What street is that?
But where is that located? God, that's how, because Arizona's so damn spread out. But in general, like, I'm not going to stress myself out about it.
I literally.
White people can really take
me
there.
They really can. I got into the same argument. Black people are 13% of the population and commit 50% of all violent crimes. Bitch, that's not even mathematically possible, you fucking you nincompoop. Think about what you just said. He's like, okay, well, 6.3% are black men. They commit 50% of the crimes. You think 6.3% of a population is committing 50%? Think about that. Take a second. Matter of fact,
marinate. Makes no sense.
I just can't. Like, you know what? And sometimes I just feel like I'm dumb as fuck for arguing with these people because they're dumb as shit.
Yeah.
And if I'm arguing with them, that means I'm dumb as shit. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not.
It's just, that's why, you know.
That's why I just be like, you're ugly as fuck anyway.
Like, Europeans.
You're just, listen, Yakubian.
You're European, so don't. Just leave me alone. But just don't bother me because like the homeboy Jahan said on Twitter, he's like, I'm not here for the unity. I'm here for
the
just equality.
Alone. Yeah.
Equality and leave me alone. And I'm like, I ain't mad at that. I agree with that. I'm like, I do not disagree.
Equality.
I think I retweeted it.
Leave
I liked
me the
it.
Fuck alone.
The whole thread was lit. I'm like, bad. Like, I agree. Like, we don't necessarily, we ain't asking to be like, we don't got to ban arms, nigga. I'm not trying to march. We don't got to do none of that. That's just me. That's me.
Yeah.
I don't know what other black people trying to do.
No, yeah.
I just want equal rights, and I want to be left alone.
That's
and I want to do what I got to do to live and survive and have the same opportunities as everybody
else. Right.
We didn't got to be friends. We ain't got to be all chummy. Bitch, care about none of that.
I don't want, like, stop telling people we need to tolerate each other. First of all, bitch, I don't have to tolerate anybody. I have to see you
and
as
that has
a human.
And that has
no.
No, race.
I don't
have to tolerate your
any
ass
fucking
at all.
Body. I don't have to tolerate these loud ass kids in this fucking movie theater. I don't have to tolerate how cold it is. I'm not tolerating nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tolerate other humans. You can only see them as humans. Other than that, do what you gotta do. You and your crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like you have to respect the president. I don't have to do a goddamn thing.
And I'm not going to. I will never respect him. I think he's so like. He's so inhumane and like foul and like just evil.
Just disgusting.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything or anybody. And that's so, the fact that this country voted this man,
that says a lot.
Every time I think about it, I'm just like,
disgusted.
This is where we are.
I mean, I always I'ma knew just this keep is where high, we were.
Minding my business.
Seriously.
You feel me? Like, and just chilling.
These next 4 years, I'm gonna, it's gonna be like a drunken blur. My kids are gonna be like, what happened? Listen, I was drinking a lot of Hennessy.
Right.
They said some nigga out here, there's some Cheeto.
It was some shit going on, but I'm not gonna be able to let you know. Your the mom details.
Wasn't. She wasn't here for it. Mm-hmm. Ask your dad. Go ask your dad.
I gotta
dad.
Get a nigga who don't smoke because I need a balance. Let me just do it for you.
I'm so terrified that I might marry a Hotep nigga.
Oh, hell no. Stay away from me. Oh, my God. Let me tell my little Hotep story. I'm outside smoking a blunt, minding my business before I go to bed. Get my little couple of hits in. This nigga come out there like, is that weed?
No, it's crack.
No, I'm over here just smoking some fucking cocaine or some shit. I'm just smoking some G, some meth. That's what I... What the fuck? Like, and I was like, yes. Like, I said with a question mark, like, I don't understand why you're asking me that. Because you can clearly smell that it's marijuana.
Right.
And he's just like, losing another pretty girl to drugs.
Yeah, I'm a drug addict.
Oh, my God. And I was like, huh? He repeated it. I said, to weed? Like, I was just, everything was just like a lot of question marks and exclamation points. Like, what are you saying?
Like that Nick Young, like.
Yeah, like, how was that? First of all, niggas like you, stay away from me. I don't have, don't tell me, you smoke, oh, you show, you cuss a lot. Stay the fuck away from me, because that's, go find a bitch that's not, no, that's for whatever.
Real. I'm not playing.
Because I say what I want and I do seriously. What I want. And I feel like, I hate when men do that to, yeah. Like, with women. Like, leave me alone. Like,
you know what? I'm going to change cussing because you're really cute. No, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't do anything to please any man. So
ever.
I felt like he's definitely one of those Hotep niggas. Like, I'm just losing another pretty black girl.
You had another Hotep story.
What? Who?
I remember that black guy, and he was like telling a black guy. He was telling you something about like how like we're not from Africa.
God, Patrick.
What's his name? Fucking Patrick.
He just was telling me he wasn't black, and I was looking at him in his face like,
okay,
you're African.
You're
African. I see the features, your skin color. I'm so confused. You look.
But you're originally from Africa. It's fine.
He told me his daddy was something. I forgot. He was just really annoying. He told me that he's going to send me some links. I got you. He was like, I got bitch. You on the YouTube links. And I know what that means. Nah. When a nigga say YouTube links,
it's about to be some Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Crazy I don't have time shit. For that. I'll do my own. Anything I want to know about my history or anybody
I'll
else.
I'll read it in a book.
Exactly. And I do it myself. I don't yeah. know.
I don't need no fucking
nigga.
Hyperlinks. Don't send me
Don't send
shit.
Me any YouTube videos that's like hours, like an hour and like 40 minutes or like something random. Like 75 minutes. I don't have time for that shit.
No.
Or little clips, like yeah. I don't interviews and
Watch
shit.
Watch this. No, uh-uh. I don't agree with it already. I don't, the title.
I don't like it. It's freaking
We are Moors. We are not Africans. Go.
He was like, I'm not black. He was like, I don't consider myself black. And I'm just like, so what do you consider yourself? He was like, I consider myself, I think he did say Moor, or like, he said, we're
the Moor people.
Yeah, the original America. So we were.
What does that?
We were, he said, black people were here first.
Okay. I hate when black people do that. Like, oh,
can we just not be from Africa?
Right. Y'all just don't want to be from Africa so bad.
Y'all really don't want to be from where the fuck you're right. from. And that's just really, that is offensive.
It's hella offensive.
And I'm like, nigga,
it's downright
what?
Ignorant. Like, my
Why
nigga.
Why would you want to even be, like, for real. Nigga, hell yeah. Like, motherland.
It'd be people from America, black people from America. Like, I'm not African originally. Bitch, yes, the fuck you are. You look just like somebody from fucking Johannesburg. Don't fucking do it.
Johannesburg. Like. No, seriously, that shit is annoying.
Just like when I went on that date with that scammer. And he was like, I'm Guyanese. I'm not. We're just black people from there. Like, how did you get to Guyana, though? Like, honestly. He was like, I don't know. What do you mean? Bitch, slavery. Where the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, my
He was
gosh.
Really like, no, we're just, I don't know.
That is so telling for the niggas, some niggas out here. Like, why?
What the fuck?
So he.
Girl, he was like.
Because, you know, Chattel
slavery, the transatlantic slave trade.
It existed.
It didn't just go to America.
There were boat stops every fucking way.
Sankofa. That's the,
you know what?
The trail.
Speaking of stupid niggas, so Kevin Hart's side rib, whatever her name
McRib.
is.
Riblet.
What is her name? I don't think it's that important. But basically, yeah. She said that she didn't know that he was married, which is so offensive on so many levels, like, because it offends me as a person.
Because you're insulting my intelligence.
Exactly, like, bitch. Because what?
This, I'm sorry. If you want to be a side bitch to say some shit like that, you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes, sweetheart.
You're not.
Listen.
You won't. You shan't.
You can go ahead and say you didn't know. Mm. You fucking did. Mm-hmm. Every woman fucking knows when a man got a motherfucking woman. Mm-hmm. Especially when he got a wife. Mm. That nigga acts like he has a wife. And I'm sorry.
Hello, this is Kevin Hart. He comes out with like 3 movies a day. Yeah, a day. Like, this nigga, he's out here. Like,
he's Kevin fucking Hart.
We all know about how he met Aniko and shit. Like, everybody knows he's married. It was broadcasted. Like, you will not sit up here and tell me, girl from Las Vegas, Nevada.
For real.
Aspiring, alleged singer, actress, alleged model.
Her name is Montia Savage. I don't know what that means either. Yeah. I'm sorry. You don't live under a fucking rock. You live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You live in like
Then the bitch gonna say her and Kevin Hart had a connection because it was in the daytime when they was chilling and
this
shit.
This is side bitch 101. Man, right? She
sound like a stupid side bitch though. Like, you stupid. Like, she's like, we just had a connection. Like, he was charming. He was very funny. She's smiling and shit.
Yeah,
like,
that nigga's a comedian and he's a fuck nigga. They all funny. They all charming.
Cheaters are very charming. Cheaters are very funny. They know how to get punani. Especially with his status. Like, he may be short.
I'm sorry. Kevin Hart is extremely unattractive.
And unattractive to people or whatever. But he has status, bread.
And he's funny. He's very funny.
That gets you punani every time.
All the time. If you're nice, you could have a wife. You could have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You could have several girlfriends. Mm-hmm. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's rich, number one.
Yeah.
Because you, honestly, if you broke, I don't know, man. Don't try this at home. But he's funny. He's rich. Mm-hmm. He's charming. Mm-hmm. So he gonna give you a couple drinks.
Yeah.
You know, you can order the lobster.
You can get with everything. That nigga. You can get the cheddar biscuits too, but the good ones, like not even the red lobster ones, like
probably like from Maestro.
Yeah, like some like fancy cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, like where you pull it apart and you see
back
like
there, you could see him
like breading like,
that shit.
Yeah, putting the cheddar cheese in there,
rolling it out.
You bite into the biscuit and it's like cheddar cheese, just like goosh,
just coming out. That's the type of shit that I'm talking with the loaded. Yeah, baked potato with everything.
Then
you can get the twice baked too. That's when you feeling real fancy.
He's gonna take you to Felipe because he's the Felipe champ, and you can get whatever you fucking want. He'll take you to crustaceans. Go ahead and get the garlic noodles with the Dungeness crab, the whole Dungeness crab.
She's an idiot. She said we just had a connection. He wasn't drunk when we were together. He was very charming, and we had a great time. Like, we had a connection.
No, he wanted to fuck.
Why does he have to be drunk to, like, get a nut off, like, with you? Like, he's going to fuck.
Yeah, he already knew that. He knew that. Where did they even meet? Did they meet?
Vegas. She said they had a wild time in Vegas, a wild weekend.
Ooh. Like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or, like, Saturday, Sunday?
Probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I'm so tired of men. Like, how trash? You're a trash ass nigga. You was trash like before. Then you doing this to
and little Aniko ain't gonna go nowhere, which we all know.
Yeah, she having his. I'm having his baby. This is his second son. Do you know bitches always want to say the gender of the baby? I'm having his first daughter. She's going to be a princess.
Oh, my God. I got his son. Okay? And so does, what's the name around the corner? She pregnant right now.
Don't nobody give a fuck about them waterhead-ass sons.
I feel like a lot of baby mamas, like the little trifling ones like that, feel like they're the only ones who can create children for this nigga.
Yeah,
like,
you listen, bitch. You didn't write the book on creating kids.
It doesn't matter.
It really does.
It does. They can impregnate anyone.
Yeah.
So.
As long as you're fertile and you're ovulating,
yeah, you're
and
in
he
there.
Comes in you, you could definitely create a child. And you're only going to get 2 choices, so either one is not that spectacular.
Speaking of pregnant.
Stop fucking getting pregnant. I'm so tired of people in pregnancies.
Get this bitch over with, Khloe Kardashian. And the other girl, Alexis Skye. She's having a baby. I don't follow these bitches, so let me not even.
I don't know.
I want to know, but I don't want to know because, like, is it Fetty Wap's baby?
I don't know. I thought she said that she had a boyfriend, like another boyfriend, like a real boyfriend, not like a one-eyed bandit boyfriend. Is it Masika pregnant by him?
I haven't seen any proof.
What kind of dick he got? Probably some Haitian dick, because he be lying and saying he's Haitian, but we don't know you, my nigga.
At the end of the day, he's fertile. He produces a lot of children. He just had another little girl.
Yeah.
She's like not even one. She's probably like 10 months.
Like, yeah, she's like
maybe eight or nine months, yeah. To be honest with you.
She looks big, but she's like nine.
She's like
or
a
10.
Cute regular bouncy baby. Like, yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
You just out here making children?
It's
but
like,
yeah, Alexis Skye is supposed to be is pregnant. Yeah. She confirmed her. So
we saw.
We know what she's going through right now.
That's really depressing.
Well, she looks happy, but you know, like, I don't call it depressing because I think, you know, I have my nephews and shit. And my friends have babies, and I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
But situations like
that. No, I'm saying her situation, that's depressing.
Like, there's a lot of times there's no man or no father.
At all. Like, you're not married to him. You're not in a committed relationship. Like,
not even married. Just, like, there's no relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, like, you don't have any committed, like, romantic relationship where it's like, you know what?
It's just, you know, better y'all than me. That's all I can say.
Because, listen, I'm taking notes every time I see this shit. Like, that's exactly what I'm never going to fucking do. Mm-mm. Like, it won't happen. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's never gonna happen.
Mm-mm. I don't have time for that shit.
No,
I don't have money for it. I don't have patience for it.
Because I would be the worst baby mama.
And to deal with an entire man, especially if I don't get along, we got a cult.
No, nigga. I would be the worst baby mama. Like,
I think I would be a good baby's mother if I
mother of someone's child.
I'm
a baby mama.
No, bro, I think I'd be straight. Like, you,
as long as the nigga,
do what
right,
you gotta do.
As long as you're being a father, I'm gonna be cool.
Uh-huh.
But the moment you put on an Instagram or Facebook, I'm babysitting my child, bitch, I'll slap the shit out of you.
Yeah, don't say babysitting.
Don't do that. And mm-hmm. don't, if your days are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I don't wanna hear it. My baby better be over there. I don't wanna hear it.
No, so Chloe, she hasn't confirmed hers, but they say she's pregnant.
That baby about to be dumb.
Well, Tristan is
he's
stupid.
A fucking idiot.
He looks stupid. Oh, his face God. Is stupid. Every facial expression is the exact same.
Yeah.
And he looks dumb.
He looks like he says, like
all
a
the
lot.
Time. Like,
wait, what?
Babe.
Babe. Babe.
Chloe. That's how I feel like he talks.
No, you have to do a Canadian accent. He's from
he's from Canada.
Canada.
Eh?
Eh? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. About what's this about? Damn, I really don't like the accents. They bother me. They really bother me. I don't know what it is. It's just like,
If he posts this baby, but he doesn't post his first baby, I swear to God, I'm gonna rant.
Who? Wait.
His first. He has a child already.
Oh, he does. A little boy. He never posts that baby boy.
I've never seen that baby. I've seen her fucking monster mash ass on his page. Aww. But I ain't seen his baby.
Monster mash.
She is. It was a monster mash.
She definitely is ugly. Chris is working overtime.
Yeah.
She said 10-year anniversary. Are we about to shake some
Listen,
shit up?
It started with a pussy.
Oh, you
want to
shake
it end with something coming out of a pussy.
No, for real. Like that tweet. I'm 20. I'm infertile.
I can't hold a baby.
Perfect. Money.
These bitches between cha-ching, the Kardashians.
Kim
and
about
Donald
to have
Trump.
A girl. Kylie about to have a girl. Chloe. I just hope she has a boy because
I
don't want to see a
girl. It's gonna be a monster.
It's gonna be a baby Frankenstein.
It
sure.
definitely is.
Yikes.
Oh, they're gonna have.
Damn,
their
they really
features.
Have an obsession with black shit, with black everything, black men, black culture, black aesthetics.
I don't ever see them
black
saying
body feet body
about black.
Body
life.
Shapes, black features. They have an obsession with everything right. black. It is
They just
want
to look like light-skinned black women.
It is weird. It's getting out of... I mean, it's been out of hand, but like...
No, it's getting crazy.
I think this triple pregnancy with all three of them hoes... Oh,
that's why people don't like y'all, because you do weird shit. Like, this is weird as fuck.
Then
like,
they try to normalize the shit they do, and that really frustrates me. Like, y'all don't... They think that they're normal. They think that they have a perfectly, like, we're just a, right. we're like a dysfunctional
No, bitch.
American family.
No, you're not.
Y'all bitches is like a circus act. Everybody really is clowns. Everybody's a clown.
We are literally like, we all have dysfunctional families.
Yeah,
and we got our dysfunctional shit is looking at you like that shit is not fucking normal. Like, three of y'all are pregnant at the same time. Nobody fucking does that in a regular household.
Nobody.
Because it's about to be Christmas and all you bitches can't be pregnant at the same motherfucking time.
It's going to be disgusting.
They're going to have special. The baby is having her first child. I'm so excited. I really don't know what people think.
Yeah. It's going to be three specials. It's going to be like,
the first baby, a baby's having a baby for Kylie. Yeah, they about to do.
The baby's having a baby.
They about to go in.
Chloe finally, after all of her infertility, when we all know the truth.
Bitch,
now,
she already done told us.
They still going to be like, well, all of her hardship. She's finally having
that.
No,
Kim. Bitch, you
she's
said.
She's finally having her baby. And here comes Kim with her snatch body still.
Yeah.
With the black girl that they only paying $100K to.
No, I saw a tweet and it said that Kanye picked her because she looks like Kim. Like, on the inside, he probably maybe he does.
I don't want to hear it.
Have an illness because maybe he thinks she looks like a dark skinned black woman.
Maybe he has an illness.
I don't know. I don't believe that he does. Honestly, I think he's just a fucking dickhead.
When he's had his little breakdowns, mental breakdowns.
Did he really have a mental breakdown?
That's what they say.
I think Kanye Omari West is extremely spoiled.
He is a brat.
He's a spoiled ass brat.
He's a spoiled brat, but I think he never handled his mother's death well or healthy at all. I don't think I think it's clear. And then I feel him marrying that into that family just made everything more weirder.
Yeah.
I just don't know where the Kanye that I knew is located.
Because I always loved that he was like, fuck that, I'm the best.
Yeah.
Because you are. Everything. Like, his ego's amazing. Yeah. You should always have confidence like
but
that.
But everything was just like, got a little like...
like, Kanye.
And then when he went on stage talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, everything just got crazy. It was like a down...
A downward spiral.
Downward spiral.
But I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like insensitive.
But I still like him.
I just don't think...
I pray for him. Okay. I really don't, but I hope he's okay.
Well, right now you could pray for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in your head.
He has his black wife.
Yeah, his perfect
his strong,
bitch.
His strong black wife.
She is a strong black wife. She's a strong black wife.
You know
wife
who's a strong
woman.
Black man?
Who?
My nigga Young Dolph.
Oh, my God.
So Young Dolph was popped again. Pop, 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 pop. In front of Shoe Palace in L.A.
Pew, pew, pew,
everybody
pew.
Knows who's been to
Shoe
Cali.
Fucking Palace.
So he was shot by allegedly
some 43-year-old black man.
Allegedly, Yo Gotti's people because they have an ongoing beef that started back in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Over some music,
trap music,
some trap music, and some cocaine. You know, drugs and shit, nigga shit.
Niggas always be doing cocaine.
Young Dolph literally just got shot. I think the beginning of the year, or
it was like January,
the end of last year for sure, like December, January.
Yeah,
he got shot.
I remember we talked about it.
No, no, no. He didn't get shot, but he
got his car.
He got shot at. That's when he released 50 bullets to his mixtape.
Was it 50 bullets?
Yeah.
Can we just... Here's the thing. I hate to black on black crime, y'all niggas, but you're old ass.
43.
You're 40 fucking
he
3
just
years
got,
old.
He just got released, though, with no charges and no bail, I think.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga did that shit.
I mean...
How old is young
Yo Gotti?
I was gonna say Irv Gotti.
He's like 39.
He looks older than that. And he looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, he's not. He looks like he's like kind of slow.
Yeah, he definitely takes that little bus. Like, you wait right here. You don't go
yeah,
nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
You stay right here.
Watch him for me. Let me go get his lunch.
I need to
he
go,
left
yeah,
his
I need to.
Lunch.
He left his lunch.
Watch my baby for me. I'll be right back. Stay here.
Damn.
Come back here, like, Friday.
come back.
But
he got a like.
But Young Dolph,
hang
they said
up.
It was he's in critical. I think he's getting better. I hope he's getting.
I haven't heard any like. Other news.
I haven't either.
Damn.
I just hope he doesn't pass away.
He's not. Hood niggas never die. Hood niggas like that.
Hood niggas die all the
no,
time.
No, no, no. Not old ass hood niggas like this. They
Young
be
Dolph
going.
Is young.
How old is he?
He's like 24.
He 25. Looks really old. I thought he was the same age. As
actually, he might be older.
I feel like he's 36. Yeah. Good Wikipedia how old that nigga is.
My nigga is not 36.
He was born.
So fucking dramatic.
He was born in like 1982.
No.
Yeah, he knows.
He was born like 93.
No. He is not younger than us, my nigga.
Oh, let me see. Let me see.
Young he girl. Doesn't. I don't feel like he even wears lotion. Like, he has no concept. I feel like of his elbows skincare. Is ashy. But no. As fuck.
That's still my nigga, though. I ain't gonna talk about him.
Cause you like that type. You like that environment.
I love the hood. I love the hood. Listen, I love the hood too,
but I just like.
But I don't gotta be there all the time. But right. When I'm there, I appreciate it. I have a good time.
Kind of sometimes.
He's born in 85. Okay.
What did I say? That nigga all is right. 32.
He 32 as fuck.
He about to be like 33. He looks older than that. He needs to get his life together.
Well, he needs to not die.
He needs to turn his life over to the Lord. Yeah, he was born in Chicago.
He's a Leo. That's why he's so out of control.
He is extremely out of control. Any, like, honestly, the male versions of our signs are just like, come on.
Out of control.
Oh, my God.
Leo men are just, like, chill.
Scorpio men, like. Whoa. How do we get to this point?
I dated two Leo men, and those are the most
why
destructive relationships of my life. Those were straight turmoil, just darkness, just a lot of feistiness.
Yeah,
it was just screaming. Oh my God, it was terrible.
I dated a
fire
Scorpio.
With fire.
I'm a water sign.
I don't even know what Leo a Leo what that is like. What fire sign? If it's a fire, water, earth.
Is there an earth sign?
I don't know.
I thought it was just fire and water. Maybe because in my family, it'd just be fire and water.
Maybe.
So
let me
I
see.
Never. But I dated a Scorpio, and he, like, you know how, like, I'm not good at expressing my emotions? He wasn't either. But when he did, like, he was expressing them a little too much, like a Drake song.
Oh, it is a
song.
Fire. Damn.
You're a fire sign?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know. Two fires. What is y'all going to do? Make Kill a bigger fire?
We damn near killed each other. We sure did.
I feel like it's violent. Like a really
It was
violent.
Very, very, very ghetto violent. It was like Mary J. and Casey. Or is it JoJo? Whatever. Which one was it? Casey?
Casey. It was Casey.
It was
Casey.
Like one of them. Time slipping away. Please, I hope time doesn't slip away from my nigga Young Dolph. I hope he lives.
He gonna be cool.
I hope he's cool, and I hope he come. He about to release a fire ass mixtape, and I'm ready for it. I love right. My trap music. I need people to suggest. People listening, just throw some
real hood ass
trap, some new trap music that I can listen to. I don't listen to the new kids and artists I've never heard of. I'm very stuck
in my ways. Do
you listen
to OT Genesis?
I like I do. Him. I like him a lot. I like that song. Thick. You know, I some shit.
Yeah, it's new, isn't it?
No, it's been out for quite some time.
Sorry.
New to you. Anywho, but yeah, I'm glad he's doing okay. Hugh Hefner's dead, so.
Honestly, he's like 9,000 years old.
He was 91, so.
Why
I mean,
did French Montana, he was like, life is too short, nigga. He's like no, he 80,000 years
no,
old.
No, he did not say life
yes,
is too
he
short.
Yes, he did. He's like, I want to give a shot at RIP to one of my, what do you say? My idols, life is too short. Hugh Hefner, he's 91.
His life was not short at all, my nigga.
Do you know how many levels of racism this nigga has lived through? Like, he was there from the beginning.
He
was
went
there
through the
now.
Great Depression era, 30s. Bruh. He was like 20 in the 40s.
Yeah.
In the 40s, he was in his 20s. He didn't seen it all.
He done it all. Heroin
he was
happen.
Around for the Reaganomics.
We're
going to
say Civil War.
The Civil Rights.
Like, he was.
He was around for the Great Depression and beyond.
He was there to see, black people could vote now.
No, women can
black
vote.
Women can
women,
vote.
White women and like women in general, they can talk back. Baby, the baby booming season, he's been through it all. It was his time.
I don't know what that was. Oh, the devil's in here. No. I'm just kidding.
Don't do that. I rebuke you. That's what I do. Hugh Hefner he's passed away. It's definitely not life is too short on his behalf.
It's not. He lived a great life.
Long as shit. He had a really.
Someone said that he lived long enough for his first wife's name, I think, to be Ethel.
It was Mildred.
Mildred and his last wife's
Crystal.
To be Crystal. Wasn't no Crystal's bike then.
Mildred and Crystal. That is some crazy
ain't no
shit.
No Mildred's now.
He paid $75,000 to get buried next to Marilyn Monroe.
Congratulations.
Pay for that shit 25 years ago.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's really stupid. It's just, you're not even going to know. Like, I mean, maybe you will. I don't know. I've never
just
been dead, but.
Right.
So I don't know what you know.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was his time to go. It's not a big deal. Rest in peace to Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, so. Toya Wright is pregnant. good for her. Cute. I don't know who her man is. She's keeping down the wraps, which is the same thing that I would do.
I hate when people have kids like 97 years after their first
Oh my
kid.
God. She literally had her at like 15.
She did.
So she...
you and the way she... what the reason why she had her was dumb as fuck too. I read in the Vibe interview that Lil Wayne had. He was like, my mom, you know, she just wanted somebody to take care of. Like, what? So you got this girl pregnant because your mom was bored as fuck? You're like 9. Like, that's weird as fuck.
Hood shit. Don't know about that life. Mm-mm. You said Rashida left the Frosty Man?
Yeah.
Is this confirmed?
Candy.
Or?
Rashida.
Did it. Is that confirmed or?
I don't know if it's confirmed, but... I don't know if it's confirmed like a Don King perm, but they were like, in the comments, they were like, that bitch done left that nigga. She been gone. She been
Well, I would hope
there.
So. So that's his baby? Because we ain't never really found out. That's
you could
baby.
Tell that's his
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I know that's his because baby. They never one, wanted to say it. They you, never wanted to say
you
it.
You made that girl name, because all his kids have K names. You made that girl say Cannon with a K, you stupid ass bitch.
Oh, it
you,
is Cannon. Okay. Is it Cannon or Cannon?
It's Cannon. Tiana Taylor is getting her own reality show.
I'm totally going to watch it. Which network is it?
It doesn't say yet, but I'm excited. I think that she is amazing. And I watched this interview on, what's the show with Joe Budden and DJ Academics called? Everyday Struggle. And he was on there and he was basically like, I don't want people to think that like we're relationship goals. Like we don't go through real shit. And he was saying he never like approves of the like outfit she wears.
Who?
Iman. It's not that he doesn't approve, because don't nobody give a fuck if he approves or disapproves. But he feels like uncomfortable a lot.
Wait, who said this?
Iman. Her husband.
Oh, he said he feels uncomfortable sometimes
he's,
with what she
when
wears.
She did like the runway thing with Future, he was like,
she
and
was
I'm,
so bomb.
She, Ooh. No. So he's like, and I'm seeing Future. He looking at my bitch like, I look at her and I'm like, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, I
like,
get it. I get it.
I can see why.
Well, I get that.
I can see
It's
why.
Not even about, I'm a woman. I do what I
no,
want.
No, yeah.
I get it. It's a relationship. It's like a... Your man is not comfortable with that.
And he was saying how, like...
But he's
like,
still respected. Right. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
He was like, I can't, like...
And she looked fire. Yeah. And that's, and then, at the end of the day, she going home with
you. That's what he said. He was like, I don't give a fuck about none of these bitches out here. Like,
why would you?
What he was like, if my girl liked the way I look, that's all that matters. We both bombed to each other. Then he said, when they was doing the fade video, he was like, "My, I kept getting hard. Like I couldn't do anything
that fade
about
video
it."
Was a, it's iconic. I'm gonna put that in like a, I'm gonna get that on like a CD, like burn it on something and just watch it.
A DVD.
And just collect it. No, I think it's a great video.
It really is.
And it's. That blue, everybody's like, Tiana Taylor, who's this girl? She's been out, motherfuckers.
And we were all like, this is our bitch.
We been knowing her. Google her.
She got a song, I was going to say, baby, you can Google me.
Google her.
I love Tiana.
So, Beyonce is a beautiful.
Princess.
Gracious
queen.
Creole queen. She came out with, she's on the remix. I don't know his name. The guy with the song.
Who, Daddy Yankee?
It's not.
Despacito?
It's not Dane. She's not on the song with Daddy Yankee.
Who is it? I don't know. I don't know who she's on the song with.
I don't either. Let me pull it up. Y'all know. Let me look. Where you at, B?
Beyonce.
I can't. Oh. Migante.
Migante.
J Balvin. Willie William. Beyonce is everything to
me. I love when she sings in Spanish.
I just want to... Just get to Beyonce.
What, girl?
So, she came out with that song... Well, she's on the remix with the guy, and all the donations and the profits are going to the islands, and you know,
and her cool ass husband just sent like some jets, some airplanes over there.
I love it. I love them.
Thanks for being humane. I mean, it's you know,
you can always depend on. That's when you see people's true colors, like. the people who like don't have to get involved with they do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all humans should. Do what you can.
Yeah, do what you can. But a lot of people, it's out of sight, out of mind. It don't apply to them. It doesn't concern them. But as far as like people who have are held to a higher standard, status, like like celebrities, people who are looked up to.
And the, you know what's funny to me is it's always like specifically like people of color and black people. But you telling these same people, you shouldn't get into politics. Do it on your own time. Oh, my God. And so why would you do that? You're starting a race war. It's so crazy. But these people are saving people, like, every motherfucking day.
And what are you doing?
Nothing.
Griping.
Whining on the fucking
crying
internet.
Crying and lying, you weirdos.
Like the dick face that you are.
So our homegirl, Miss Cardi B.
She did it. She did it.
She did it. Number one. I'm so proud of her. She made history.
Looking
her
like
story.
Got a lick.
She made
we,
her
We
story.
Went from forever to lick to Bodak Yellow. I really liked Kodak Yellow. I really did like that song.
Yeah.
But Bodak Yellow is way better.
Yeah. I'm just proud of her. Like, what is she? The second female solo rapper, female rapper to go number one without a feature. The first was Lauryn Hill.
How did it go?
The Miseducation.
Oh yeah,
that was a good album.
Oh yeah, oh I love that fucking album.
But I'm just proud of Cardi.
Me too.
Just to see how far she's come, just from being herself and grinding and actually putting in the work.
She's honestly nobody ever handed her any fucking thing. And what I really like about her is she been set her strategy. First of all, when I first saw her, she was on Instagram, funny as fuck. I'm like, who
funny
is this?
As hell.
Who the fuck is this girl?
Same. Like, who is this?
Who is she?
She's funny as fuck.
And then she would post like, I don't know, I love strippers, so she would post like her stripping shit. And she would be cracking jokes in like the locker room, smoking her little Newport. And I'm like, this bitch is funny as fuck. I hope she don't never change.
She didn't.
Then she said, when I make this amount of money from stripping, I'm gonna do something else. Then she was on Love and Hip Hop, released that fucking mixtape. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking with this.
I just love, I love to see the people that doubted her. Like, how DJ Self didn't want to work with her. No, Peter Guz talked down to her.
Yeah.
People thought they
look at her now.
Look
at her now.
Look at her now.
Look how you talked about her. She never, honestly, she's personally never said anything really incorrect or stupid. I do know she's problematic. We all got
to
unlearn.
Yeah, she'll learn. She'll learn to be less ignorant. She has to. She's still young.
Everybody don't know every month.
Yeah, just, you know, some things you don't have to always say on the internet.
Right, yeah.
You know, she'll learn
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
She will.
Because
I want to see
she's
her win,
comfortable
though.
Being her.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's going to take, like, you know what, Cardi, you can't say this.
Right.
You could think, you could say it. You don't need to tweet it, though.
Right.
Like, but I absolutely love her for being. She's an authentic person.
She is. And I'm proud of that.
I'm so proud
of
her.
So
proud
of her.
We
love you,
Cardi. She a real ass bitch.
No. Unfortunately, with success comes a lot of fucking haters. And a lot
One hater in particular.
One hater in particular. And a lot of... Which snowballed into a whole bunch of bullshit.
A bullshit ass conversation.
With colorism and... privilege because she's
light-skinned and fancy black. That's because that's what they call
fancy
her.
Black.
Yeah. Am I a fancy black?
Am I a fancy black?
You're African-American. But they're calling her a fancy black because she's Dominican and Trini.
Oh.
Am I fancy black because I'm Haitian and
so
Panamanian? I'm just black as fuck. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
So, Azealia Banks made a comment on the producer's page saying I'm happy for you and only you.
Okay, thank you.
So Cardi B claps back with the video of Azealia getting her
just
life
getting going in
weave swinging her little wild antics she does when she's
Domino's
like,
pizza.
Oh my god, she's a nut fucking bat, like she's a basket case.
No,
this
seriously.
Girl. And she's getting her life to Bodak Yellow. Cardi posted, like, that's another reason why my shit went number one. Because haters, everyone loves her, even the haters.
You hate her, but you still played her shit. That's
so
cool.
Then, what happened? Azealia just start saying shit like, you suck dick for your raps. We know who you fuck with.
And we know
everybody
who wrote
knows.
That shit.
Yeah, like, you're, like, just start going in. And then, for some reason, I don't know who started... How did colorism get involved on Twitter? Because this is when Twitter got involved. Because Twitter, Black Twitter, gets involved with everything.
Especially, specifically with Black people.
Yeah, like we, yeah.
That's Let me just say this first. I'm sorry, but Azealia Banks is probably more well-known, like, globally than Cardi B is.
Yeah, for sure.
Azealia Banks, for sure. Sorry, before I even get into that rant, on Twitter, and it was a lot of sisters. It wasn't even a lot of sisters. It was just sisters in general. And they were saying that Cardi B's success is attributed to the fact that she is a lighter-toned Black woman. Mm-hmm. She, and what... They're essentially saying if she wasn't light-skinned, she wouldn't have a number one. But a dark-skinned woman had the first number one until like a week ago when she just got it. So what do you fucking mean?
Lauryn Hill got it.
One of the most successful female.
So who should have went to?
But they don't even.
Who's acceptable?
But the thing is, when it comes to like a colorism conversation, I absolutely understand and agree that colorism is. Plays a big part in the majority of things.
Terrible.
I don't
everywhere
really,
too.
I really yeah, everywhere absolutely it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. I don't really think a lot of people who play into colorism really bought Cardi B shit. I think Black people did that shit. I really do, and people of color.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know who Cardi B is like that. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. On top of that, I think that it's very, very, very detrimental to do that to that type of girl, especially that type of light-skinned Black woman. Mm-hmm. First of all, she was a stripper. She's poor. Her teeth were fucked up. The one thing
Gotta
she had...
Gotta bag and fix my teeth.
Exactly.
Hope you hold on. That ain't cheap. It's not, and I can't wait to...
Veneers in a few years.
I'll be right there, right behind you, Carmen.
And I'll be taking pictures of my teeth every day. This way. I just feel like yes, she is light skinned, but at the same time, she absolutely does have nappy ass fucking hair.
Yeah, she got hair like a regular,
like any other Black girl.
Any other Black girl, like
me.
yeah, that's what I love.
Yeah, she is. She's a Black girl. Mm-hmm. Also, her English isn't the best. It's not even her English. Like it's her fucking accent is like what the fuck? What
it's like New York. It's New York. Spanish.
Right. It's Afro Latina.
It's everything.
It's a lot of shit going on. Then she's from the projects. She's really from the projects in the Bronx. At the same time, she got like butt injections, breast implants, tattoos out the fucking yin yang. Mm-hmm. She like, you're sitting up here and you're having a conversation saying like, oh, her skin tone alone attributed to her success. I don't think that's true at all.
I don't either.
I don't even think that played a part, honestly, with this person. And I think that if we're going to talk about, like, skin tone, there are a lot of women with lighter skin tones that you should have been talking about before you talked about this one. Because Alicia fucking Keys.
Yeah, Cardi doesn't play into this particular situation.
At all.
And we're dark-skinned women, for those who have never seen us or whatever. We are both dark-skinned. Right. I'm definitely, that's what I consider myself. I am in that spectrum, okay? And I feel like this, in certain situations, particularly this right now with Cardi B, and like she's light skinned, she got all the, what the fuck are y'all talking about? As a dark woman, it's like, that's not what I'm over here thinking.
Like,
I didn't think that at all. I think she really got the number one.
Because
she got the number one. Yeah. She worked her ass off. And of course, she has a team that worked their ass off to get her to where she's at. Where did her color come into play?
My thing is, nobody said that when Nicki Minaj was number
one. Hello? Ain't she light-skinned?
Yeah.
To me?
I mean, to me, she's lighter than me.
Yeah, like, she's light-skinned to me. So.
She's not like, I mean, she's like
She's not
caramel.
Yellow, but she's not dark-skinned.
She's not dark-skinned by any means. On top of that, like, before that, Remy Ma was charting. You know what I'm saying? Rodriguez charted. I don't understand. Foxy fucking Brown, the ill nana.
Yeah.
Like, and then Lil' Kim, when she was brown. I don't know what color she is now. I don't know.
She's fair.
Is she?
She's like a beige. Ugh.
She used to be brown.
She's like a kitchen cabinet. Like in a basic apartment building.
Oh, yeah. But it's like kind of new.
It's like a woody type look. Yeah.
Like an oak, not an oak, but like a cherry
like
wood.
No, like the plastic.
The plastic. Yeah,
they just like, this is the
that
regular.
They put on there. Just slap that on. Yeah. There. It'll be fine.
I like it's some real wool, but it's not.
She used to be brown and darker.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely went number one. Like,
and hello, like you just said, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. She's been holding this rank since it's when did fucking do when did
97.
I was like in the second grade. Was I in the fourth grade? Were we in the fourth grade?
Let me look it up because I don't want to be wrong.
That thing. You know what I love? That her and D'Angelo really just, oh. And I love that Lauryn Hill was like fucking a married man.
1998.
Oh, third grade. Mm-hmm. She was fucking a married man telling you bitches, don't get weaves, don't get your nails.
And look who got number one.
Right. And now you calling this lady a hoe and prostitute and some old shit. And she only got it because she's light skinned. Here's the thing. When Azealia Banks honestly did say that. She brought it up. She's the original person because somebody like, I agree with Azealia Banks.
Oh, I see that. I see that. I just don't.
Azealia Banks, the reason
why. That's not a good look. I'm sorry. I hate when people throw, because colorism is a huge deal.
It is. But I think they're diminishing it at this point.
It's affected the black community.
Greatly. Gravely.
A great deal. Yeah. Still. It always has. Yeah. And it's separated us. It's been that ignorant, petty thing to separate us for so many years. And it's just like, and when it's like black women like pitting just because she's a different ethnicity or whatever, she's the, you know, she's Afro-Latina, she's not the black that you are, or she's not the skin color that you're used to. Like, what does that mean? Like, where did y'all, I'm just trying to understand, like, am I supposed to feel a way as a dark-skinned woman? Because I don't.
I think, honestly, at this point, I absolutely agree with you. And I think that the question needs to be asked, what do you want her to do about this? Like, do you want her to be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I only got this because I'm light-skinned. Let me give my spot over to a dark-skinned woman. Because you don't support Kamaya, who's from the Bay, who's dark-skinned. You don't support Rhapsody, who's dark-skinned.
And do they say that about Beyonce when she be winning everything?
And that's the thing, because she's light-skinned.
Yeah, what she's do you yellow. Say about she's her? Yellow as fuck. So
Rihanna.
What do they do?
Nicki Minaj. Alicia Keys be winning
what?
Shit. It's like,
you know,
and she's very mediocre. I'm just and that honest.
Who
Alicia Keys? Why would I ever?
Yeah, she's very, very mediocre.
I just feel like,
and when light skinned women like to kind of act like they can understand where dark skinned women be coming from,
just calm down.
You don't have like don't do that because like it shouldn't even be something like we. I should say like, girl, no, you don't like. You should already know like she like my light skinned cousins. Seen the difference the way I got treated versus them, like boys or like in my friends like it's not something it's like what doesn't have to be explained doesn't have to be
you don't have
like,
to you don't have to say it like, you don't have to
write yeah like you already piece. Know like so when they try to speak for us or try to
speak on behalf of us like you're not doing us any favors number
yeah,
one
you don't have to do that
and you I get
it's a lot of us and it's a lot of girls dark-skinned women that have we can speak for ourselves honestly truly
and I don't
because you really don't know
at all. You don't get it, which is fine.
That's cool. You understand the whole being black part and being a woman.
But you are...
It's like a third dimension. It's like we're
colorism.
Black, we're black, we're women,
and
we're
dark skin. Absolutely.
It's like a whole nother thing.
And then there's
thing.
Like, you're black, you're a woman, you're dark skin, but you have more Afrocentric features, or you have more Eurocentric features, or your hair texture is like this. Yeah. Like, it's hella shit. Girl.
And I feel like a lot of black people and black women will depict every little thing. What makes you black? What makes you
right?
Are you sure? What are they black or they from?
Right.
They're from the islands. Is that technically
like are you?
Like,
do
are you black? Black.
Right.
It's
right.
just like yo. Like we all look. This we come in every. Same. It's a variety of us.
I just don't understand. We come from the same place. It's just fucking slavery.
I just don't
took
understand how. They turned this Cardi win into a big ass colorism thing.
And
like,
no, because Azealia Banks did
and
it.
And Azealia Banks needs to just stay off the internet.
And I'm sorry.
And take her medicine.
I don't care what anybody has
She's
to say.
She's a fucking crazy
I have
crazy
been a
person.
Fan of Azealia Banks for like years.
She's talented as fuck.
She is bomb.
She can
rap. She can rap.
One of the best.
No, she really
she
is.
She fucks her own self up
all of the time. I don't care if she has a mental illness. At some point, she has to be held accountable as a grown-ass woman for the shit that she says. Nobody is ever holding Azealia Banks back because she makes more money. She has made more money than Cardi B.
Definitely.
She's been charted.
Yeah.
Slay Z like, was number one. 212 was a number one fucking song internationally. You going to Amsterdam. Cardi B ain't going to fucking Amsterdam selling out no fucking festivals yet.
Right.
You're going to fucking Germany and Paris.
She
and
was
London.
All over.
You're
all
everywhere.
Over.
And that's not even her
just
first.
Just a few years ago.
It's been like a year and a half, like 2 years.
She, Azalea gets in her own way.
Yeah.
Her energy is real fucked up. She's not a good person.
She's not a good person. She's not a good person.
She has a lot of growing up to do.
I don't think she has
and
a lot
of self-acceptance. Because she needs to take accountability.
Absolutely.
And that takes growth and acceptance.
Black
until she
women
gets there.
Need to let her take accountability.
Yeah, like stop coddling her and stop saying, oh, she right. It is because she was light-skinned. What the fuck?
No, it's not.
No, where did y'all get that from?
And on top of that, ain't nobody taking, first of all, if you really cared about, I listed just only three darker-toned black women who rap. You should be supporting them. Azalea Banks don't need your support. Because actual, like, Europeans who buy shit before, like, black people do, they support her. That's why that bitch is not going broke. That's why she's going to Russell Crowe fucking parties and lying about what the fuck happened. That's why the RZA was going to make her a fucking album. That's why Iggy Azalea was like, you know what? Let me try and
apologize.
Yeah.
Or Azalea did apologize to Nicki. They just squashed their beef. It was because Cardi B. She was like, I just... Well, like, you know, I'll never say anything negative about you. And Nicki was just like, you know, that's good to know. Like, just keep doing you and just, like, you know, like, basically, like, I wish you the best, but just do you. Like, chill. Like,
to be honest, people need to start saying, you know what? You need to go somewhere and get some help. Because at this point, like, she's not doing that out of the kindness of her heart. But you didn't give a fuck about Nicki Minaj 3 weeks ago. You really didn't.
I'm telling you, she took...
She was just cussing out a little Sky Jackson or Johnson.
I just want her to get the help she needs, and I want her to take accountability. Because I'm not about to hold your hand. You are a grown-ass woman. You know you got a problem, and you don't fix it.
That's on you.
I'm not about to be over here like, well, she do got a problem.
You told people
She know that. You think she don't? She knows.
Well, she told us.
She's crazy. Yeah, she told us she's a nutcase.
You told us you had a problem. People were like, okay, you know what? We will support you. How do we move forward from here? You want to keep going on a tangent. You want to keep acting like you can kill these chickens and skin them and pluck their feathers in a room and never clean the shit up.
And not knowing what you're doing.
You're not... That's my problem. Like, you cannot continue to pacify people who are just toxic. Mm-hmm. Just because she has a mental illness doesn't mean she don't know that she's a shitty ass fucking woman.
And she knows it's your responsibility to take care of your problems. To take care of yourself.
Especially at this age.
Seriously. We're grown.
We are grown ass women. You know good and damn well you need to be taking your fucking Zoloft. You know that. And you haven't. And that's the damn problem. And like a lot of these black women, like when Jamila said what she said, I was really upset about that.
Jamila, the girl on Twitter. Yeah, I was just more so.
I just feel like as a black woman, you're saying that the reason why people are dragging Azalea Banks is because she has a mental illness. No, it's because she's a shitty person. She has continued to do this. You're sitting up here and Azalea Banks is saying that it's because of colorism. She literally told a dark-skinned woman that she needed to bleach her skin she was a roach.
Exactly. And Azalea Banks bleaches her skin.
She was just
skin.
Bleaching her skin.
Oh, my God.
Then you're saying that you want Sarah Palin to be raped by black men. That's what she said. And you're trying to be like, oh, you know what? We should continue to support her because she has a mental illness. It's not a mental illness. She's a bitch. Mm-hmm. She supports Donald Trump. She supports that other fucking racist, Milo Yakovich, whatever the fuck his name is.
Sounds like a racist name, to be honest with
He's
you.
He's extremely racist. It's like crazy how
I just want, like, and this is not even like, the colorism topic, that could be a whole different episode.
No, for real. And I think that we should...
Where we bring other people,
other,
you know what I mean?
Other skin tones.
It's a real thing, but this is just touching on just like bringing, like adding, making something heavy when it doesn't even need to be that.
Right. And it's not like, honestly, sometimes everything doesn't deserve a think piece.
Or a fucking thread. Calm down with the threads. Calm down with the think pieces.
Calm down
some
with
of
the
them.
Rants.
but I don't read a lot of them because some I feel like a lot of them are really unnecessary. Right. I'm not going to lie to you.
They do.
I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I'm about to be a fake deep person when a lot of shit is bullshit.
To me.
Well, y'all niggas know it's bullshit. Like, and this right here is bullshit.
I feel like
Cardi didn't win because she light skinned. She won because she got a good song. She got a hit. She made
did.
A hit.
She did.
That's it.
She did.
Can we just be happy? One of us?
Honestly.
She's still one of us, because right?
Lick charted too. You didn't say that about Lick when it charted.
Cardi is one of us, right, black women? Hello? Is she not our sis?
Especially since we want more Afro-Latinas to be out there. We want more exposure. Like, you, I think people want, you're asking something from, like, a group of people. Everybody who's dark-skinned don't want to fucking rap. I don't want to rap. I'm not no rapper. Mm-mm. You want me to rap because I'm dark-skinned? No. And I don't think, like, a lot of them, like I said, you're not even listening to the dark-skinned women who are rapping. And
yeah.
That's just how I feel.
At the end of the day, Cardi won because she got a hit. She didn't win because of no fucking colorism. Stop throwing in heavy-ass topics when it's not that serious. You know, just stop. It's annoying. Black women do. We got on the black men last week. Black women, come on. Let's sis.
Come on, sis. Sister. Sistren.
Calm down. Heather. Anyway, congrats to Cardi. We love you, girl. We fucks with you over here. Mm-hmm. You literally just have a hit record. Yeah, so that's how we look at it.
That's what happens.
That's just is what it is. I'm about to eat this Garrett popcorn. Shout out to Penn Station. They have Garrett's popcorn here. If you're from Chicago, you already know.
No, not Penn Station. We have to go all the way to, like, Madison.
Well, it was around here.
Yeah.
It was, like, around the corner. But, yeah, we have to go, guys. Getting chilly out here. I want to hurry up and get back to the crib. And we move into our place tomorrow. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Noir Wanderlust. Subscribe on iTunes.
Tell your friend, tell your homeboy, tell your homegirl, tell your mom and dad.
Tell everybody. We will be back next week for another episode. And see y'all niggas later.
Bye.
Bye.